This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There's a theory out there in economics that the U.S. doesn't have a labor market. It has two. It would explain how we have such low unemployment and new jobs being added for 29 consecutive months, but some workers still struggle to escape poor-paying or precarious jobs. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So a dual labor market. Explain that.
There's a primary labor market, and it has relatively high wages, good working conditions, opportunities for advancement. A secondary labor market includes people who work at low wages, bad working conditions, unstable employment. And key to the idea of a dual labor market is that each sector differs greatly in its degree of employment stability and that there is limited mobility between the two sectors. So several decades ago, there's a group of economists argued that the U.S. had a dual labor market, but the framing fell out of favor for a variety of reasons. Just give you one, the American labor market has historically been considered more flexible and fluid. And even though this is deeply wrong, the attitude was, well, workers in low-wage jobs, these are low-productivity workers, they're unable or unwilling to get the skills needed for higher-paying jobs.
We've seen in recent decades this increase in contingent workers, temp workers basically, plus gig workers. How do they fit into this dual labor market view of the economy?
It's time to revisit this thesis for the U.S., which three economists recently did, and their analysis finds three distinct segments. They document a primary workforce, which comprises about 55% of the population. And these workers, you know, they have high levels of employment stability, and when they're unemployed, it's for a very short period of time.
And the other two layers, I guess, don't have that luxury?
No. So the secondary labor market makes about 14% of the population. But workers in this segment, their work lives are a constant state of flux. The secondary market accounts for 61% of unemployment in the economy. And they did mention a third sector. You can kind of wonder why they call it a dual market when they document three segments. Okay. But the third segment, 32% of the population. But people in this segment work very, very infrequently. So good example might be retirees.
So let's assume that this is accurate. What do we do with that information?
So I want to highlight what I think is the most important implication when you go through the dual labor market literature. And it tends to emphasize the difference between good jobs and bad jobs, rather than the current focus on the skills gap, the unskilled and the skilled worker, specifically what kinds of policies would industries and businesses to transform these bad jobs into good jobs, or at least narrow the gap?
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Super interesting. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.